The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I'm joined on the line by the independent TD for Clare, Violet Anne Wynn. Violet Anne, you're very welcome to the show, and it's good to talk to you again. For the benefit of people who haven't seen your post on social media, on Twitter, can you just catch us all up on your housing situation at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And hello again, and thanks for having me on. I took to social media yesterday. And first and foremost, it was to create awareness around, I suppose, the situation that our family are facing at the moment, and the issues that we've experienced with the rental market. So we received a notice to quit from our tenancy that we had for over 4 years, just before November of last year. And we've been, you know, seeking alternative accommodation in Clare now for the last 2 years since the election, even prior to the election, but very specifically since, I got elected. And we've had, no success. The nuts and bolts of the issue from our experience has been the lack of availability of properties in the West Clare area specifically, but in the whole of County of Clare. I mean, our family size would need at least a four-bedroom property. We have six children, and they are few and far between. And, you know, I've often had the experience where I'm looking on Daft on a daily basis, and, you know, an advertisement would go up early in the morning and, you know, within an hour it's had over 2,000 views. So I think it, you know, really shows that there is a huge demand out there for rental properties and even for the larger properties. And it's really compounded the issue for everyone. And we've actually fallen, into that situation where we don't have, we're homeless in effect.
So you're homeless. Where are you sleeping at the moment?
We have rented, and we've been very, very fortunate that, you know, I was able to afford to rent holiday homes. So this is the second holiday home that we've been able to secure, because we are in the holiday season, the summer season. So they are also in huge demand. So we were able to get one property for a week. And then after that, it was booked out. So then we had to move on to a different holiday home, and we've been able to book that for 2 weeks. And after that, we're pretty much stuck, as to where we go from there.
So you genuinely don't know in a couple of weeks' time where you're going to go.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, I wanted to stay within the West Clare area. It's been home to us now for, over 11 years. Our children attend school. I have one child who was diagnosed with autism in 2017. And the hopes was to stay within that locality to avoid disruption for himself more than anyone. And just to, keep him with his peers who he knows and loves so well. But even with searching for alternative properties, it became very clear very quickly that, you know, West Clare is an area that really lacks, availability of rental properties. So we have been looking at the entire county of Clare for alternative accommodation now for over a year. It's few and far between. Like, you're talking only a handful of four-bedroom properties going up on any given month. It's predominantly three-bedroom properties and two-bedroom properties. And that's, you know, the tenancy that we were in for the last 4 years, actually, was just a two-bedroom property. So it wasn't, large enough, and that's why we received the notice to quit. I got pregnant there last year on our sixth child, and the landlord had already expressed huge amounts of goodwill in allowing us to stay for as long as we had stayed, you know, in such a small property. It wasn't suitable.
And I assume the issue here is availability as opposed to affordability. Because, you know, there'll be people getting in touch and say, hold on, you know, TDs are paid, you know, the guts of 100 grand.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
there's a kind of a travel and accommodation allowance as well, you know, on top of that, which means that kind of Violet Anne is not in the kind of worst set of circumstances imaginable. Your problem, though, is that there isn't a house to rent. It's not a question of how much it costs. It's a question of it existing in the first place, is it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I have seen, I suppose, those comments. I think, you know, in general, I have been maybe a bit misunderstood, or maybe I didn't explain it properly. It definitely isn't about affordability. You know, because of my income, I am able to apply for every property that is put up, and I'm hugely grateful and fortunate to be in that position. It is literally about availability. It's so limited. It's been minimal now for the last number of years because, you know, we knew going into that property that it was only supposed to be for the short term. So we've been searching for like 4 years now looking for alternative accommodation. And you know, as I said, West Clare, it would have been very, very minimal, like 1 to 2 properties, you know, per month maybe going up. So we had to extend it to the entire county. But even at that, while there may be more properties there for you to apply for, they're in such high demand. There are so many of the Irish population that are dependent on the rental sector that, you know, sometimes you're not even getting to the point of the viewing stage.
Yeah, and I just had a look there. I mean, there's only 5 properties available in all of County Clare that are 4 bedrooms. And if you abolish the kind of the bedroom requirement, there's still only 21 properties for the whole of the county.
Yeah.
I assume it'll get to a point, will it, during the summer, if you can't find anywhere else, that you will have to go back down to a 3 or a 2 bed and just everybody pile in and make do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I suppose, even ourselves that's insisting that we get a 4-bedroom property. I mean, I have, applied for 3-bedroom properties as well. It's just, you know, landlords themselves see, I suppose, that I've a number of children and, you know, taken into account, I suppose, how young that they are. And rightly so, it's their properties, the wear and tear. You know, they're not, I suppose, that optimistic about, you know, offering a 3-bedroom property. And that's been the experience. I have applied and I've been told, you know, we don't think that the property would be suitable for the number of children that you have. And I've taken that point on board and you know, applied for 4-bedroom properties then instead. But, you know, it's not myself who's making that decision. I suppose, you know, it's the feedback that I'm getting back from the landlords themselves.
Yeah. One listener here saying, Kieran, I totally empathise with Violet, and using the word homeless may feel strong to some, but I'm in a similar situation. Not only is it difficult to get something to rent, but people are charging unfair amounts then to rent places. For example, €1,000 per week and long-term leases unavailable. Very unsettling, not to mention near impossible to buy. You mentioned that you've widened the net, Violet Ann. You're looking at the entire county. I mean, long-term, that would necessitate moving kids to a different school, I assume, would it? I don't know where they are at the moment, but, like, you know, it's a fair drive from Ennis to Kilkee, for example.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, Clare would be a huge geographical county altogether. And, you know, that's why I did want to stay within the West Clare region for the children, for school. And also, it's been such a good home to us now for the last 11 years. But when, you know, availability just isn't there and it's looking bleak and you just don't have the option even to be applying for properties. You know, you have to, I suppose, realise that you may not be able to pick and choose where you do rent either. And yeah, we would have to relocate. We would have to change schools. But I mean, you know, in order to have a roof over your heads,
yeah,
you know, you will make that decision.
I assume, like, being a TD, as you say, it is a well-paid job, but it is precarious employment. I assume the bank doesn't look favourably on it in terms of a mortgage application, does it?
No, not in my case. I mean, I've tried that option and, you know, I just don't have the work history. I, you know, before getting elected, I was in receipt of the carer's allowance for my child with autism. And, you know, banks don't see that as viable income. They don't take that into account when applying for a mortgage. So that's part of, I suppose, what they would class as work history. So, you know, that goes against me, actually. And also, you know, I wouldn't have the credit history either going in my favour from previous to being elected. My partner also is medically resistant and he does use THC oil to treat his condition. He has a form of epilepsy, and in order to stop his seizures and everything else, that's I suppose, the medication that has worked out best for himself after years of going through the conventional methods. So, I mean, that's probably another aspect of, of, I suppose, our situation as well. But I haven't been able to be approved for a mortgage thus far.
And I'm not suggesting you didn't have any sense of the struggle they were going through in the first place, Violet Ann. But I mean, you know, to come back again to the income, you know, over 100,000 euro is what you're earning per annum. Could you imagine doing this on 20, 30 or 40,000 euro per year?
Absolutely not. I mean, I really, you know, that's, I think people thought that I was looking for sympathy in some way for my situation. I absolutely was not. I regard my family as being very fortunate because we did not end up on the streets. We were able to rent a holiday home and, you know, in some ways I was able to tell the kids this is a bit of an adventure and, you know, safeguard them from the trauma that I'm sure that a lot of other families are having to go through. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, how they're feeling when they've faced the exact same situation that our family was put in. And, you know, we're hugely fortunate in being able to, you know, rent holiday homes. And, you know, I am grateful, but it isn't something that, you know, is going to be there for us long term either. You know, we have only been able to secure the holiday homes that we have searched for less than 2 weeks now. And then we're looking at, you know, being back to square one. Where do we go from here?
All right. Well, listen, we wish you luck on the house hunt, Violet Ann, and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. Violet Ann Wynne is an independent TD in County Clare. Plenty still to come on the show today, including after the break, how none of us can survive without dihydrogen monoxide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.